take a moment to find your seat. And now, once you do, you might have a little bit more appreciation for this initial, what's called like the wobble or the swaying in the water, now that we've done the onesie together. And so let your spine move freely. Feel that sway from the base through the middle of the spine all the way up through the shoulders and neck. And again, just try to let yourself explore some of the gray areas in this very subtle movement. And then one of my favorite parts of it is floating towards center. And so if you can really find that full-bodied movement, you'll feel your whole body naturally float towards center. And you just sort of arrive there. Thumb and forefinger together, palms up or down. And we're going to start with some rolling ohms. Rolling ohms are when you do the ohm sound, but you try to focus on the whole sound of it, and I'll teach you that in a moment. And you also let yourself go a natural length of your ohm. All of our ohms will be different lengths. And so if yours is shorter or longer, you just go with it. And so the three syllables of ohm are A, U, and M in Sanskrit. So this first sound is ah, so you can try that. Ah, and you can feel the ah sound in the very back of the throat. Ah, and then there's the middle syllable, which is the one we normally say, which is oh, the o sound, or the short u sound. Oh. And so this you feel in the mouth, sort of in the back, soft palate of the mouth. So when you have the letters A and U together in Sanskrit, they create that sound, that O-ish sound. And then finally we have the M. And that's that vibrating with the mouth closed. You feel that on the lips. And when you repeat the ohm sound in a really traditional way, when you're using it as a practice, you try to feel each syllable in the sound. So it starts in the back of the throat and makes its way up through the soft palate, and it ends in the lips. So try it once here. Try to feel those three distinct parts of the sound. And now that you have that internal landscape mapped out a little bit, you can let it be more natural. And so now we move into our rolling ohms. Swallow, release any tension in the throat. Find your seat again if it feels a little stale. And you're going to take a nice slow breath in, and with your exhale, let that ohm sort of surface from the throat through the mouth to the lips at your own pace, your own exploration, letting it last as long as it lasts. And then when it's over, you take another breath in, and then you do it again, letting that one last as long as it lasts. And our ohms will be overlapping with each other. As you do your last couple of ohms, bring a couple of fingertips to the chest and try to feel that vibration in the heart. Explore your ohm sound and try and find that connection to the heart. And we'll let our next Om sound naturally manifest into the whole mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. We'll move into our mantra practice with our attention at the heart.
Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Om Namah Shivaya.
Letting your mind rest. Continue to feel your breath. Let your attention sink inwardly towards the heart, almost like a turtle drawing its head inside of its shell. Let your awareness sink down towards the center of the chest as you continue to repeat your mantra with each breath, silently. Repeating our mantra from the heart. Allows the mantra to affect more of our being. Imagine the mantra fills your whole body from the center, from the heart, out in all directions. Just like your movement from earlier filled your whole body. Let your mantra now do the same. Don't just repeat it with your mind. Repeat it from the depths of your being. Again, look at your mantra like you look at your exploratory movement. Let the mantra find the gray areas of your awareness, of your being. Let it fill every inch of space within you as you breathe. Swallow, and we'll finish our practice with intoned ohms, the humming internalized ohm sound that is felt as a vibration. Take a slow breath in and then intone your ohm. Do three total. Namaste.